Comments on Serotalk Tech Chats are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotech Corporation, its staff, management, third-party resellers. Welcome to the latest Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. And now, here's your host. Welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat 106 for June 16, 2011. This is Mike Olof. Our guests this evening are going to talk about video magnifiers. We've done two other editions on this topic, and those were Tech Chats 69 and 73, which you can get to hear from the show notes. Our guests are Kimberly Klein. She's with GW Micro, and she is the regional sales manager. Thank you, Kim, for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. And also joining us, our resident geek, Mr. Pete Bosley, who's going to talk a little bit about opinions and observations as someone who's worked with a few different magnification devices. And also we're going to play a pre-recorded interview with Stefan from Optilec, and they're going to talk about their new ClearView Reader Plus and the FarView, so you can find out some things tonight about HD or higher quality, higher resolution devices, and also the kind of new trend in technology, which is merging not just magnification, but also OCR, the ability to read documents and text-to-speech, and also have those enlarged for you as well. So all that's coming up. First, let's play our interview with Stefan that Joe conducted with Optilec, and then we'll come back, and Joe will take over the controls and speak with Kimberly, and we'll talk about what products GW Micro is offering, and then we'll take your questions and comments on this Tech Chat 106.
Hey everyone, this is Joe Steinkamp here with Serotalk, and with me is Stefan from Optilec, and we're going to talk about some low vision technology today from Optilec. How are you doing today, Stefan?
Thank you, Joe. I'm doing terrific. Thank you for the opportunity to share our beautiful products with you online today.
I thought we'd start out with talking about products in general, and then we'll kind of narrow it down to a few products to spotlight here in this discussion.
Yeah, as you know, Optilec is the manufacturer and distributor of simple and effective assistive technologies for the blind and visually impaired. As a Dutch-based organization, we have worldwide our distribution organized, and U.S. is the most important one for us. To be honest, it's really doing very well. We have a wide range of electronic low-vision products from desktop, portables, laptop, and now even text-to-speech devices. And it really helps our users to regain their independence with daily activities such as reading, writing, viewing photos, or even enjoying their hobbies. So it's wonderful that we have that wide range of products. One of the most important things we always look at is the image quality, because the most people who need our solutions are 80 years and older, and they just need more contrast, they need more light, they need really ergonomic feeling on the systems, and that's what Optilec can provide. Well, instead of doing it all ourselves, going out from the beautiful San Diego area and going travel and install equipment at people's houses, we have an authorized Optilec dealer network throughout the U.S., and they are really working hard every day to make people happy in their homes.
I've had an opportunity to use the FarView, and the FarView is a unique video magnifier. Why don't you talk a little bit about that for our listeners today?
Yes, the FarView, absolutely a unique product on its own. I think there's not a real comparable product there. It's a portable video magnifier where you can use it in distance and in document viewing mode. Meaning, a lot of us know the portable handheld video magnifiers. You can read closely what's on the table, and you can have maybe a distance of a couple of inches, and you can still magnify and see what's there. But if you want to see something which is more on distance, like a board with traffic information for your flight or the menu in a restaurant, then you need to view in on distance. Well, the FarView is able to do that. We can capture the image, and after you captured the image, you can zoom in, you can change the contrast again in a higher contrast, you set the magnification to the size you want, and you can really bring the image clear to your eyes, which is absolutely phenomenal, which is not done in other products. On top of that, a lot of us use those handheld magnifiers to read papers, but it is sometimes a little bit difficult using those portable magnifiers. You block with your device your view on your document, and instead of seeing where you are reading and you keep your overview, you lose it because you block most part of the text. With the FireView, you're able to capture an image of the full letter size. You just zoom in on the part you want to read, and you scroll the image over your screen. And again, in your preferred size of magnification, contrast level, you can really read it in an easy and convenient way. So students, for instance, love it because they take pictures of their notes, of their papers. They capture it on the internal memory, and about 100 pictures can be taken before it's rolling over to the first picture again. And while they're traveling in the bus, they can just pick one of those captured images and start reading in their convenience. So instead of losing time by traveling, they can read while they're on the go. Thanks to all those users out there who are using the FireView, and they always have remarked what can be improved, what can be better. We improved our firmware, and we can now have an easier way of taking a snapshot. It's faster if you're in the reading mode and you're going into the distance mode to capture a picture. It automatically goes into photo mode, and it makes you able to quickly take a snapshot. The scrolling speed is a little bit faster, but also more smoother, so it reads more convenient again. All the settings like your preferred magnification, contrast, zoom mode, it's all stored per picture. So if you recall a picture, it brings you back in the preferred settings. So it saves a lot of time by playing around with your device. So there are a lot of benefits with the magnifier, which you can't use and find in the handheld magnifiers. It's really for on-the-go, when you want to see something on distance, or when you want to read something which is on a paper and you want to be traveling and not barring by a jumping view with your portable magnifier on a paper. And you can find more on that, of course, on our website, opplec.com, or if you want, you can call our toll-free number, 800-826-4200, for more information, of course.
And I was hoping you might have a chance to give us kind of an overview of the ClearReader today.
ClearReader Plus is an OCR device. It has the text-to-speech ability, which we found in the past in those nice flatbed scanners. Remember the readers that you put a paper on the glass plate and you press the button, and some of them played even music because it took about 40 seconds before it starts reading to you. Now with the OPLEC ClearReader, it's possible to just position the text of paper in front of you, in front of the device, with one single press of a button. It captures the image, and within a couple of seconds, it starts reading to you in a way that it's very quick, of course, but also very clear. The speakers have a phenomenal sound quality. The position of the text-to-speech is very good. So even difficult materials like magazines, some of those medicine descriptions which are very hard to capture, these are taken care of very easily and thoroughly. It is a portable device. It looks like a retro radio. You can take it like an old radio on a handle with you, and it's battery operated. So if you want to sit in the living room and you use it over there, and then you walk to the kitchen, you don't have to take all those wires and cables and find a socket to plug it in. No, you just take it with you, you position it on the table, you open the arm where the camera is mounted, and you just capture your new document. It's a phenomenal, a wonderful device, which is absolutely making our phone ring at the moment, which is, by the way, 800-826-4200. People said to me, wow, why did it take so long to come up with a device which is so easy to use and so accurate? Well, I think technology helps. in that perspective. A lot of people use it just as the clear reader, so as a standalone device. A lot of people start with a video magnifier, and after a while, when they have been using the video magnifier, they are getting a little bit tired or they are not able to see it anymore. And that's where the text-to-speech devices come in. And what we have been able to is to connect a monitor to the clear reader and a magnification feature pack. And now it's not only possible to listen to what's scanned to you, but you can also see it on the screen. You press with one button, you make an image, you capture the image. That one is presented on a screen, and you can read on the screen while it's read to you. You can set the speed, of course, you can set the magnification, you can set the colors, and you can see it even in column mode or in line mode, just the way you prefer to read the documents on your screen. When you have captured the image and you say, well, you know, I want to read it one more time later on, or I want to use it on my computer, with that feature pack, you're also able to store documents on your thumb drive or on an SD card. And by saving it on the SD card, you can bring it to your computer and can open an editor and even edit that text in a way you like it. So it's getting more and more sophisticated, but as OpTlek always tries to do is make it as simple and easy to operate as possible. Because again, most of our users are not willing to bother with all those different buttons. They just want to get the job done, have the functionality. Really a very interesting product, the ClearReader Plus. People are more than happy to come on our website, optlek.com, to read more about it or call our free number, 800-826-4200.
Just to kind of wrap up here, can you talk a little bit about Low Vision, the Low Vision store and the Low Vision shop at lowvision.com?
Yeah, the shoplowvision.com, that is a very nice web shop on our internet. It's called shoplowvision.com. It's a division of OpTlek that offers an e-commerce store with a wide assortment of daily living aids. It's two sections, one for the eye care professionals, where you can order the professional products like the optical magnifiers, which we only sell to the eye care professionals, not to end users direct, because we believe you need a subscription for that. But there are also a lot of daily living aids, which you need in your day-to-day work, like liquid level indicators, glasses, name it. We have them on our commerce store online, and people are more than happy to go online and see what's there. There are more than 3,000 items available, so it must be an item that is really in there for you.
Well, thank you, Stefan, for taking some time out today to discuss the ClearReader and the other products. We want to be able to remind everybody that there are lots of choices out there for video magnification and how these things are changing rapidly. And this is a perfect example of a video magnifier that talks and sort of reads. Just like you said, always changing, always interesting. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for your time, Joe. And I'd like to add one more thing, if you mind me. We have also our activities on the social networks, because they are becoming more and more popular nowadays. So on Twitter, it's at OpTlek. And on Facebook, we have our own page, facebook.com/OpTlek. We see more and more elderly people, also all our visually impaired people, getting connected over the net. And I think it's phenomenal what nowadays those social networks can do for us. So please join us there and ask us questions, and we are more than happy to provide you with the right answers. Thank you so much, Joe, for all the time here, and it was a pleasure to be with you.
Do you feel like your sleep patterns are different from the rest of the world? Do you sometimes feel the unwanted urge or need to fall asleep during the day, even when you need to be awake? Do you also feel just too wide awake to fall or stay asleep during the night? If you are blind, this could be a real sleep problem related to a lack of light needed to keep your body in sync. Learn more about an ongoing clinical research study that is evaluating a new investigational treatment for this type of sleep problem. When calling, you can also complete a short sleep survey. When calling, you must be between 18 and 75 years of age and totally blind. Volunteers will be compensated for their participation in the clinical study and will receive study-related medication, medical evaluations, and transportation at no cost. If you or someone you know might be affected, call toll-free
1-888-389-7033 or email info@non24registry.com. That's info@non24registry.com.
Let's get into the idea of talking about more than just one magnifier. At the end there, I was talking about that there are lots of choices out there. And as we have in the previous video magnifier tech chats, we wanted to be able to give you an idea of what other things are available. And for that, we've invited Kimberly Klein of GW Micro to come on and talk about some new products that they have that they're going to be offering here. And before we get started on that, Kim, thank you for joining us. I appreciate your time tonight.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Why don't we discuss about the needs of the low vision user before we leap into products, and we can start off there and work our way into it, and then we'll drag Pete into the conversation a little later.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I think the needs of the low vision user obviously vary between user to user. We've had out for a long time CCTVs that change, you know, in size. We've got the portable, we've got the larger units, we've got now HD. And all that's wonderful because I think choices are good. But I think the thing that we haven't seen in a standalone unit is something that talks. And so when you're trying to read text for any length of time, I think the biggest thing that I run into or talk to people is you hear about eye fatigue. And I think of Jeremy Curry, who happens to be our training director, and he uses CCTV-type technology. And I travel with him sometimes. And, you know, if he's in a restaurant, he might be able to look at a menu for a few minutes. But if I gave him an article or something like that to read, if he did it, by the end of the time he gets done at the end of the article, he has major eye fatigue. And so I think that for a long time, people have needed something that not only magnifies or you can change the color or the contrast for their eye condition, but something that will actually come and actually take a picture of the image, do OCR, and read it to them. And so I think that that's really, really important to be able to have that type of technology.
Absolutely. And I think with that said, I can fall into this category very easily. I've been using video magnifiers since 1979 when they were round and blue, and back then it was a far cry from what we have today. It certainly has been a revolution in the technology for what we used to call CCTVs but now call video magnifiers, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's more important, you know, versus just hitting a button and have something read to you. You need something that's going to recognize the text and recognize what area of your text you want to read. I think a big thing that we run into today is newspapers. You know, wouldn't it be great just to be able to sit down and pick a column out? Maybe it's about your own business or about your hometown or about, you know, a relative or a friend, and you just want to read down that. So when you get to complicated text, with the CCTV, even with moving the screen back and forth, depending on your vision loss, it's tough to follow that, you know, because you're just wanting to go back and forth in a small area when it comes to calling. So I think that's another thing that's going to really is something that will just block off a certain area and say, that's great that the rest of this text is here, but I just want to read this article. So can you come and magnify just this portion? Or better yet, can you come and do OCR on just this portion and start to verbally read it to me in a human-sounding voice?
Absolutely. And that sounds really kind of neat because I know that the ability to have that one, let's say it's a pronunciation, let's say you see a word or something like that and you're not really familiar with it, that might be a really good feature to have when doing some types of reading. And so that leads us into some of the products that you want to talk about tonight. What do we want to do first?
Well, I mean, we are so excited. GW Micro is representing a brand new product. It's from Belgium, and we are the U.S. representative of their product. We did show it at CSUN in March, so some of your listeners may have seen it before. In fact, you can go to our link on our webpage that says What's New at CSUN, and you can actually see a YouTube presentation of the product. When we first started with this company, because we've been looking at the product for a while, we were looking at just one of their models, which is the Aravis. And I'll talk about both the Aravis and the Vocatech Plus again today and tell you the differences, because there are some differences. And I think they're good differences. And I, I wouldn't say that one product is, you know, the best product for everyone. I think everybody has individual needs. But, you know, it's a one-of-a-kind product. It's a first of its type in the U.S. We're thrilled to have it. Our dealers have just jumped on board. I oversee about 13 states, and some of my dealers had never seen the unit and took it on just because they could hear about it and saw the demonstration. It's an exciting time, and it's an exciting product.
Well, let's break down to some of the features of the Arabis first. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great. The Arabis is the smaller of the two units. It comes with a 22-inch screen, and that's the only size of screen that it has. The Arabis has two different ways that you can actually use it. You can use the desk-mounted Arabis, or you can actually have it come to where there's a table underneath it. So the nice thing about the desk mount is that makes it portable. So it's actually on an arm, and you can move it from room to room. And the neat thing about the Arabis is it is HD, so the quality is still there, but the pricing is still really, really good. When you compare it to another, you know, HDCC, you're like, wow, this is a great price because it's HD, but this one talks. So when I say that it talks, you basically put whatever it is that you want to read on the little base that's on it, if you're using the base one. If you're using it with just a desk mount, you just set it right on your desk, and you push a button, it comes and does OCR on that text, and then it comes back and it starts reading to you. And the great thing is the voice is amazing. We're using the Nuance Vocalizer voice, and to make it even cooler, we have it to where it speaks in about 8 different languages and 30 voices. So people,
eight different languages and 30 voices. I'm sorry, you broke up a little there for me. I'm sorry, can you say that again?
18 different languages and 30 voices.
Okay.
So let's say someone puts a Spanish newspaper underneath it. Well, it's not going to translate it, you know, and start speaking Spanish. But if you turn on the Spanish voice, it's going to have that accent. So it's not going to sound like me saying que este hoy. I mean, it's going to be a Spanish voice on it. So you've got different voices. You've got the U.S. English. You've got German, French, Dutch, Belgium, Italian, Spanish, Turkish, Swedish, Hungarian, Russian. I'm not naming them all, but you can see that there's a huge variety of languages.
Which is great for those in the family who might have somebody who's come over from another part of the world to the United States and might not read much English or might not be able to read things, and this would be something that they could read in order to hear languages that are familiar to them. And what a great way to bring somebody into the world of video magnification.
You got it. And think about this in a school setting or a library setting. So think about, you know, a school setting where you have so many different diverse languages and populations going there. And, you know, the special needs of those people, they can take their books or they can do whatever and put it underneath, have it come and read their book in Spanish, and it's going to read it back to them. So both units, the Vocatec Plus and the Arabis, have that. They have the ability to have the multiple languages and voices. So that's the same on both of them. Again, with the Arabis, it does have the 22-inch screen, and the button selectors on the Arabis do not talk. We'll talk about that on the Vocatec Plus in just a minute. So the speaking portion of the Arabis is when you hit the button, it takes a picture of the text, and then it does OCR and reads the text back to you. That's the speaking portion of it. So it's HD camera, good quality. You can use it to actually come and magnify the text or magnify and read the text to you. That's entirely, you know, up to you what you want to do with that. It goes anywhere from 2x to about 20x on this particular unit. When we get into the Vocatec Plus in a minute, you'll see that the sizes go up dramatically. And you do have the ability to put it in photo mode. So if you have a picture of a, you know, or let's say you have a newspaper that's got a picture and an article, and you want to be able to blow up the picture and the article, you can have it in photo mode.
Does it have false colors?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so then you can change in between the colors and all of that as well. So the nice thing about both units is they have a column selector. So if you put a newspaper underneath it and you say, I just want a certain column, there's a horizontal line that comes down, excuse me, a vertical line that comes down, and then you just put the article underneath it. As long as that vertical line is somewhere in that particular column, and it's going to see on that.
So you aim by moving the text, and then it takes the picture of whatever's already in focus on the screen.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And then at that point, as it's reading along to you, there is a rectangle box that moves around on the screen. So if you do have the ability to see that and follow it, great. If you don't, it's not a big deal because you can just listen to the text.
Wow. Okay.
And again, it's very human-sounding voice, so people really like that.
Is there anything else on the Arabis before we move on to the Vocatex you want to highlight? Or?
Except that it's amazing for the size because of the fact that some people say, well, 22-inch, that's not very big. Well, you have to realize if you're really using it for the reading portion, you're going to have it down to the smallest magnification anyways because you're using it to listen to it and not have that eye fatigue. You're just, you know, and if you want to magnify it up, you can do that. If you want to change the color contrast, you can do that. But basically, it's going to read to you. And so that's the beauty of it. That's what stands out. It's an all-in-one unit. You don't have to hook it to your computer. It's a standalone unit, very simple to use, and it has, you know, 9 different types of buttons that you can hit and work with. You can train somebody how to use it in less than 5 minutes.
Right, and if you want portability, you kind of have to have a trade-off. Do you want a larger screen? Do you want the ability to carry it easily from classroom to classroom or from, you know, job site to job site or something like that? So there's always that moment of when is, you know, big too big or when is something too small? And do I want something with a larger screen so I can have minimal magnification or vice versa? So that's it's good that it's still portable and you can take it from place to place. And as we were talking, I kept thinking of how I could use this in college for all those foreign language classes I needed to take for my communications degree. With that said, let's talk about the Vocatex Plus and see what the differences are and highlight some of those features.
Okay, that sounds great. Let me back up once on the Arabis. This will work for both units, but you need to remember still see CCTV. So let's say it was in a college environment, and the person had some vision, low vision, but some vision, and they constantly had to have a person come and help them take a test because, you know, they couldn't see the text. It would just take too long. And sometimes that works out. Sometimes people, you know, don't care for that. The beauty with this is you could put the actual test underneath it, have it start reading it, stop it when it finishes reading the one question. You could reach underneath and actually write the answer right on the test paper because it is a CCTV, so you can reach under and do that and then start the reading to go to the next question. So those are some of the other benefits of it because you have the ability to still hand write underneath it and that type of thing.
Right, but it doesn't read handwriting per se. It reads regular text.
Correct.
Right.
That is correct.
Okay. Right. I don't want people – some people in the past I've worked with OCR think, you know, oh, wow, it'll read everything. And there are always some limitations still with OCR, although those are really catching up pretty quickly. So with that said, let's jump on over to the other unit, the Vocatex Plus.
Okay. The Vocatex Plus is a great unit as well. It's still HD. You do have a difference in the size of the monitors. The smallest one is a 26-inch and then 32 and 37.
Wow.
So smallest being 26, largest being 37. So there's the difference in that. Also with the Vocatex Plus, because of the monitor size being so much larger and being able to actually have a bigger viewing area, it does have an XY table, where when you go back to the Arabis, it doesn't. The table unit is just a standard table that doesn't move because you're not really moving the text around much with, you know, going all the way up from, you know, 2X to 20X because it's just not much to move. So with the Vocatex Plus, you do have an XY table, of course, that can lock going forward to backwards or left to right. Probably one of the biggest selling features of the Vocatex Plus when I've taken it around is this. Every single feature on it talks. So if you have a person that has very low vision or no vision at all, and let's say they work in a voc rehab agency and they're actually assessing clients, before they maybe weren't able to assess low vision clients on certain devices because it required them to hit buttons and things weren't talking and it was just a little bit more challenging. With the Vocatex Plus, the whole control panel talks. So if I come over and my client says, well, I like bright yellow on black, you can actually hit the buttons that are going to change the colors, and it's going to announce blue on black, yellow on red. It's going to announce every single thing that you do. Even when you're making it bigger, it's going to say zoom in, zoom out.
And that's helpful also for those who are maybe new to technology or afraid of technology, or for those who are in programs for older Americans, because a lot of times a video magnifier comes out and it has 6,000 buttons and they're afraid to touch it because they're not sure which one does what. And it can take an actual learning curve for some video magnifiers. So having it announced certainly makes it a lot easier for those people to become familiar with the unit that they're using.
Absolutely. So people love that about it because everything talks on it. Obviously, they love the bigger screen because you can go clear up to 90x if you're using the largest screen. And the great thing is it being HD, even at 90x, you have a very clear, crisp picture. So I think people will be very pleased with the technology that they're using. This product is coming over from Belgium. It does have a patent pending in the U.S., so people come and ask me, you know, what are they using for OCR? What are they using for this? Because this is amazing. And I said, well, you know, if they told us, they'd have to kill us. So we don't know either. We just know that, you know, it's not going to be duplicated tomorrow because it's an amazing technology. Another thing that is probably a huge selling feature with the Vocatech Plus is it has the ability to hook to your computer. So you can take the HDMI cable, hook it to the computer. So let's say you pick the 37-inch monitor. Well, that's great, and it's hooked to your unit. And let's say your computer monitor isn't the 37-inch monitor, and you say, oh, man, it would sure be nice to have a nice 37-inch monitor for my computer as well. Well, you can just connect it to your computer, and you hit a button, and then it will actually have your computer. It'll become your computer screen. If you hit another button, it becomes back to the video magnifier.
Right, so it's a full swap.
Absolutely. Right. And it is not a split screen. A lot of people ask that, is it a split screen? You know, I've heard some positive and negative on that. I don't know if that's something they'll look at adding in the future. A lot of people say, well, we thought the split screen would be great, but then, you know, it cuts the size and it, you know, I don't think I like it as much as I used to because then I can't see everything as well as I used to like that. So it is not a split screen.
Right, you lose real estate, and I'm one of those guys that's old school that would go more full swap than split because, you know, I've got this big beautiful screen. I hate divvying it up and saying, okay, this is the tech side, and this is my, you know, text, and this is my computer side. So I can understand that. That makes perfect sense to me. But I've also met a lot of people who are new to CCTVs who might feel a little different about that. So I can understand that. That makes a lot of sense. And also, we're talking about large screens here. I just want to take a moment to say, 90x. And 37, there might be totally blind listeners listening to this, or sighted individuals listening to this thinking, wow, that's a lot. Honestly, if you're doing some things like biology, if you're doing some things like art, 90x is not bad, especially if you're trying to get a splinter out of your fingers, because, you know, video magnifiers do allow you to do other things than read, and you do a lot of things like look at the insides of things, or if you're doing things that require you to do intricate movements, sometimes having that larger screen makes a big difference. And if you need to see a wider shot of something, maybe you just need it at 4x, but you need the larger screen to be able to see more at one time. Remember that when you're using a video magnifier, you're kind of looking through a toilet paper roll, and you lose some things on the side. So having a larger screen is sometimes very helpful depending on the type of work or the type of reading that you're doing. So let's continue on from where we left off there. I just wanted to – we were throwing around some big numbers, and I did want people to think, you know, wow, that sounds like these people really are in denial or something. There are actually reasons that you would actually use a larger screen and higher magnification.
Absolutely. And you could bring it down to, you know, 2.5, you know, whatever you want to use. But like you said, there are times some people love to still do crafts and, you know, those type of things that require, you know, to really see what's going on. Where did I put this stitch and that kind of thing? We can't always do everything by feel. Sometimes we maybe need to really look under there if we still have the ability to see that. If we get a clear image, it really does help.
Absolutely.
The other thing, I agree. The other thing with the Vocatech Plus that's a big seller as well is it does have the ability to go to the previous and the next sentence. So let's say you're listening to something and you stop it from reading and you say, oh gosh, now I want to go back up to the previous sentence and start there. The Vocatex Plus does that have an ability, and the Aravis does not. So those are the main features. You've got the previous sentence, next sentence. You've got to where it switches to the computer and then back to the actual video magnifier. You've got the XY table that moves, and then of course you've got the different sizes of monitors, and then you have all the buttons that speak. And there's about 13 different things that you can change, such as, let's say it's reading and it's not reading fast enough. You just hit this button and it goes faster. You want to go slower. If you want to change the colors, if you want to change the languages while it's reading, you have the ability to do that. Like you say, oh, you know, that would probably sound better if it had a French accent. Well, you just hit a button and you change that. So it's they're both amazing machines, and they both have, you know, special things that they do. And I think there's a fit for each one for different people for different reasons.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, you have the portability of the Aravis and the ability to use that in certain ways, and certainly the larger screens for those who might have central field loss. That was another thing, you know, on a larger screen, having the ability to see peripheral for those individuals with central field loss, you know, that makes a big difference for them as well. So it seems like there's something on all sides of the aisle there for different types of eye conditions, because it's very difficult to kind of pigeonhole somebody in low vision, even somebody who has, let's say, glaucoma. There are many different types of glaucoma, or retinitis pigmentosa. There's a lot of different types of that as well. And so having as many features here makes it really great to be able to see things. But then, there, like you said, there are times where you've been up all night or you've had those 5 cups of coffee, and it'd be great to push a button and have it just give you the information you need when you need it. So that sounds really neat about these two new CCTVs. We haven't discussed pricing and where people can find these and find out more information. Let's go over that real quick.
Okay. Well, if anyone wants to contact us via telephone, GW Micro's phone number is 260-489-3671. Again, 260-489-3671. And if they want to send us an actual email with more questions, it would go to sales, S-A-L-E-S, at gwmicro.com. That's sales at gwmicro.com. They can also visit our website to get more information, and that's www.gwmicro.com.
And then you guys will be at both summer shows, both NFB and ACB, so it'll give you a chance to go by and see these wonderful units in person and talk to Kimberly out in ACB and some of the guys down in Orlando. So definitely urge you guys to come by and try before you buy and play with these things, because they sound really neat. And I actually heard a demonstration of these units, and I am very, very excited about them. I think this is really interesting. Kim, thank you for your time. You're welcome to stay around and gabber with Pete and I as we go over some other points here. You don't have to scoot away, so if you want to hang out, you can.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Pete, I'm going to bring you in here, man, and Michael's opened it up for questions. How you doing tonight, my bud?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing good. We're going to talk a little bit about low vision in the fact of low-tech magnifiers and the kinds of things that Pete use. Before we get started too far, let me go into full disclosure mode. I have a Merlin LCD 22-inch, which is not a year old, but close. And I have a SenseView Lite handheld video magnifier. So those are the two units that I have personally. And, of course, I've used lots of CCTVs when I was working at the Division for Blind Services in DARS in Texas. So I've used a lot of video magnifiers. So I have some experience, because my previous job was doing evaluations with individuals to help them choose video magnifiers. So some of the stuff I'll mention tonight is things that I've observed with other individuals that I've worked with in the past, or my own personal observations.
So I've got a Amigo, and I don't know who makes that.
Enhanced Vision.
Okay. Figured you'd know. And yeah. I've also used a couple of different CCTVs back in the day. I think one was made by Telesensory, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And the more recent one, I have no idea who makes that, so that's not helpful, but...
Gotcha. And we both have used handheld magnifiers. I have a couple of Eschenbach handheld magnifiers lying around, my trusty dusty 4X that's really small and fits into things and doesn't get stopped by TSA. And I use that. And let me stress, everybody, there's nothing wrong with low vision magnifiers. I love my technology, use my technology, but it's great always to have a backup. And so when I go traveling for our company, I always make sure that I have my handheld, because you never know when the battery's going to go dead on that thing or something like that. Yep. So when you have those handheld magnifiers, there are some tricks of the trade that you can do to make things a little easier. And the first one that comes to mind, Pete, is definitely lighting. Because, you know, when you're going to use these, some have lights in them, some don't. Some
of the lights are better than others.
Absolutely. And they've changed over time, too. One of the things that I'll run into is somebody going, well, my magnifier doesn't work like it used to. And a lot of it is the light bulb inside the magnifier is going out, and they didn't really realize it. Because with some eye conditions, your vision changes gradually, and you don't realize that you're actually losing vision until someone sometimes points it out for you and goes, you know, you're getting a lot closer to that. Oh, I am? So lighting can make a big deal. Some people will go to read something and totally forget that their head is blocking the light onto the paper that they're trying to read. So having a desk lamp, having you know, the certain types of lighting, it's sometimes fun to go to Home Depot or to another type furniture store, IKEA or something, and play with the lighting, because some people respond differently to different types of light. Have you ever seen that, Pete?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've got a halogen lamp that's mounted on the top of my desk, and people come by and they'll look at me with this light on and they'll say, "Wow, you look like you're, you know, that's so bright. I couldn't work under that." Like, oh, really? I need this light here.
Yeah. And I use reflected light. I use like torch lamps or light lamps pointing up, and that'll hit the ceiling and reflect light back, because I don't want direct lighting, because I'm glaucoma, and so I'm drawn to the brightest light in the room like a moth to a flame. And that can make a big deal.
There's a difference between the two of us right there. See, I like the direct light. I need the bright.
Exactly. And that can make a big difference for individuals, is just having that kind of lighting issue and knowing where you are in location to the light. Do I need to be directly under it? Do I need to be off to the side? Is this a room with a lot of light? I was talking with Kimberly before the show. One of the things, you know, that I've seen with people is they take their video magnifier and they place it on the glass table right in front of the big bay window and wonder why they can't see it very well. And some of that comes down to lighting and sometimes reflection. I've had people who've actually taken their video magnifiers that might have the more high gloss screen, and they've placed it on a table, and nobody wants to be, you know, closed up in a room in a big cave, but sometimes having that light from the window behind you can reflect onto the screen that you're trying to look at, and then you find yourself watching yourself reading your magazine, and that can be not really fun either. So lighting and reflections can be a big deal when working with not just video magnification, but when you're working with handheld magnifiers as well. So the other thing that I want to mention about handheld magnifiers is you want to find the circumference that works for you. Kimberly and I were talking earlier about sizes of screens. That can make a big deal as well when you're looking at handheld magnifiers, because you might find that with your type of vision, a smaller, rounded magnifier works out better, because you might have peripheral vision loss and only central vision. But for those who might have lost their central vision and only have peripheral, a square magnifier, a little larger, might work out a little better, because it might help you make shapes a little better. And another thing is some people have spotted vision. I don't know if anybody's ever gone to the eye doctor and had, look through this little pinhole thing, you know, and it's got lots of holes in it, and you look through it and you're supposed to see something, which I never do, but it's there. And You might find that a larger magnifier helps you connect the dots, if you will, to form letters a bit easier. And you want to play with weight, too, because you might find that the perfect magnifier for you is a larger magnifier, but it might feel like a divining rod in your hand to point down at the ground. So having the ability to have one that feels comfortable in your hands that doesn't overweight you can make a big deal too. And the same thing goes for handheld magnifiers. You want to find the one that feels comfortable in the hand, the one that feels right, so you don't not only feel tired visually, but that you also don't feel like you held like 50 pounds of granite afterward. So both of those kind of cross over there. You want to jump in here?
Yeah, I want to throw out a question.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Pete.
Oh, okay, Michael, go for it.
I just wondered, I know some folks have said as far as displays, monitors, like that actually LCDs for them are harder to see. They actually prefer the CRT, and I'm curious if the same comes into play with either handheld or just magnifying devices in general.
Actually, yeah, there are some people who still enjoy CRTs. They're getting very difficult to find, of course.
And, yeah.
And if you have an older video magnifier, hug it, squeeze it, love it dearly, because most, if not all, video magnifiers now are some form of LCD or high-def monitor or something like that. And it's the type of light, it's the tone of light, if you will, not just E-flat or C-sharp, but there's a type of quality of light that can come from a monitor. And some people respond differently to that, or they feel that the colors on a CRT are more vivid. When they jump to a handheld magnifier, they have to kind of make a trade-off. So they need one that will either be brighter, or they need one that will give them more contrast, in color contrast, to be able to find something that works. And some of these people actually will say, I can't concentrate on it, or it flickers, or it strobes, or it smears, and they go right back to their handheld magnifiers, and they feel more comfortable there. And there's, again, nothing wrong with that. It's just finding just like the right pair of shoes that works best for you for what you want to try and do. Kim, jump in here anytime. We're going to talk over each other, I can tell. So, if you got something.
Well, I'm kind of trying to be polite here for once. Usually I'm not, so.
No, feel free. You want to jump into the fray on any of these points so far?
No, I it's interesting just listening to you guys about the different types of lighting, and you're so correct. I mean, again, I have full vision, but I've been in this industry over 20-some years, away from independent contractor to doing evaluations to setting up job sites, and everything you're talking about is so true. I mean, I can think of clients that, you know, I've helped get jobs in the casinos where the rooms were not that well lit, and for some of them, that was a really bad thing for their eye condition. So we had to place a type of bright lighting, you know, directly where they were working. And so everything you're talking about is so right on.
Well, in that environment, too, you have so many casinos that allow smoking. So they've
Absolutely.
Got that on top of everything else. You've got environmental hazards or environmental conditions that might cause your eyes to go dry or water. And, of course, you have to be careful what devices you have in a casino. Because of obvious reasons of counting cards or stuff like that. I worked with an individual once who worked at a nuclear power plant, and no, she was not an engineer. She worked in the front office. But due to regulations, she couldn't have a unit that had picture-taking ability. So it had to be a unit that was live only. So there's always certain things about a job that you're not sure until you go to do it that may or may not work in certain situations. And this lady also had an issue that I helped her with, which brings me to my next point. Think about the background of where you have your video magnifier. If you're going to put your video magnifier up against a white wall and you have some issues with color and contrast, it might help to put yourself up a darker picture or paint that wall blue or green or your favorite color or get an accent wall to kind of take some of that glare and that hue off of it. The idea is to kind of frame that video magnifier a bit better so it stands out, so it pops right into your field of vision. And so placing that up against a brown wall or a color that feels better might work against a little better than working against you. You want to jump in, Pete?
No, good.
Okay.
I want to ask a question of Kim, because okay. I know I've asked you this before, Joe. Kim, here's some factors, criteria that you take into account when helping someone decide what unit is best for their needs.
So, I'm sorry, you said Kim. I'm sorry. Go for it, Kim.
So are you speaking of the difference between the Arabis and the Vocatech Plus? Is that what you're talking about there?
I mean, just in general, when you are helping someone try to find a device that's appropriate for them, what are some factors, what are some things you tell them to take into account, or some questions that you ask to make sure they get the device that's best for them?
Well, I think that they need to really look at their lifestyle. I mean, is it more for work? Is it more for for the work environment, or do they have a totally different atmosphere in their work environment than their home environment? They probably do. So one unit might work for them at a certain place, but might not work across the board. And I know that's a tough thing for them to hear, because I know things can be expensive, but if it isn't a work environment, it has to be very conducive for that environment, because, you know, let's all face it, I've done job coaching and I've helped do job placement in this type of community, and there's that stigma that comes across, oh, well, that person has a visual impairment, it's going to take them a little longer to do something. And so it's already there sometimes. I would like to say it's never there, but I think we all know that that's not true. So we have to set them up in the best type of situation. And I always tell the person that I'm, you know, taking out to the job site, and the person that's saying, hey, what's going on here? You know, a lot of times the clients that I bring in here are going to be your best employees because of the fact they care so much about their job and they're going to be here. And so I try to set up those environments so great to where they're as effective as their coworker, if not better. And
agreed.
You know, I think that that's really, really important, especially let's say this isn't screen, but let's say they're using a screen reader. You know, they've got their headset on, they're very tied into what they're doing, and they're not maybe paying attention to what's going on around the water cooler. They're focusing on their job, what they're supposed to be doing, versus all the other stuff that's going on around them. And so I think for setting something up for a work environment is totally different than a handheld magnifier that you want to carry around because you want to be independent in a restaurant. And so, and you know, I have a vision, but I have a totally different pair of glasses that I might wear during the day than I would wear at night, kind of like my fancy glasses or this type of glasses. So it's you know, or my nighttime glasses that, you know, work better for me at night. So it's the same type of thing. Are you going to be out more during the day using this or at night using this? So I think there's just a lot of factors to take in, and people really need to consider all those before they make decisions.
And I think one of the cool things about today's technology, and this is that, you know, fact that mainstream technology is sliding further and further into the world of assistive technology. You were talking about the monitor earlier, having an HDMI port and everything on it. It's great when these monitors can look, for lack of a better term for this conversation, normal. Because what you want is technology that doesn't stand out for some individuals who have low self-esteem or issues of adjustment, because they don't want something that's going to make them stick out like a sore thumb. So the more that video magnifiers and other types of technology can look just like every other piece of technology out there, then people tend to look over it the same way that you were talking about with screen readers. If there were, you know, 15, you know, 16 people wearing headsets, wearing screen readers, there was no obvious way, unless there was a Braille display, to know that those people are sighted or blind. And, you know, sometimes just somebody's internal feelings about their technology, their connection with the technology, will help them with that as well, feeling more comfortable about what they're using, or feeling that, you know, this is what I need to do and I'm okay with the way that I might be perceived when using this. And that sounds, you know, superficial, but it is true. There are some people who have used video magnifiers that I've shown them over the years, and they love it, but they don't like the fact that it's a bright color of such and such, or it looks like a Fisher-Price toy or something like that. And that's not, you know, reflective of anybody that we've talked about tonight, but there have been units in the past that kind of just look a little different than anything else, and somebody might go, what's that? And you have to explain, well, it's a video magnifier, and I don't see very well. Well, how well do you see? And then you have to go down that path. I think all three of us have been down that conversation path at least once or twice.
No, I usually say it's what I'm about to smack you upside the head with.
That would break my rule of being a good ambassador. But the cool thing about stuff today, there's two things. One, these units look a lot more modern. But the second thing is everybody else who's sighted is staring at little 3-inch screens as well. They're down there looking at their navel and their cell phones. So what's come over time is that other people are looking at little devices too. And so that's no different than what we would do to be able to read a menu. In fact, some people might even think your handheld is a cell phone. So there's all sorts of things that have caught up to us and I think is really neat about our technology. We did open up for questions. So if anybody has any questions, feel free. If you're watching us on an accessible event, jump on in.
Joe, do you use a monocular?
I do have a telescope. I have only one eye, so 3D is lost on me, but I do have a monocular telescope. I've been called pirate once or twice, but I'm also the first guy that people run to at the rock concert. Can I borrow that for a second? You know, because they didn't have a binocular or something, and they want to be able to see what guitar or something it is. So it's actually opened up conversations when I was in radio, was people wanted to come up and borrow my video magnifier, and I actually met somebody from Atlantic Records that way. So I like using it for signs, reading things at Burger King or some other fast food restaurant, and being able to see things at a distance. And it, too, is a little better for distance, because when you use a video magnifier for distance, you're dealing with the lighting of the room like we talked about earlier, whereas a telescope, you know, it's just a big old magnifier. And so you can see things like PowerPoint presentations or other types of illuminated products a little easier.
I was downtown a couple of years ago, and I was using my monocular to scope out a sign on the side of the courthouse. And a sheriff's deputy comes up to me, and he says to me, "You know, that looks like an awful lot like a scope off of a rifle." I'm like, "Well, it's not."
Well, huh? And what were you doing looking at this book depository, Mr. Bosley? And, you know, Kim, have you ever been stopped by TSA with any assistive technology? Ever had to do any crazy explanations?
Well, just when I travel, because we travel train, and so sometimes, you know, it's last minute. Oh, we need you to go do a class next week, and I don't have time to ship everything. So, you know, when I'm shipping 10 computers, I don't ship them. I'll just carry them all through, and because I don't trust them. I don't want to throw them the baggage and ruin everything. So we train with a little netbook, so I can throw 10 of those and just carry on and throw it up above. So I think it's just more the look of disgust of the people behind me, because they don't know that till I open the case and I have to take out all 10 netbooks. And they're like, "Got behind the wrong lady in this line. Thank you very much."
That can happen at the strangest of times. I use a sleep machine. In fact, I have sleep apnea, and I actually had this older sleep machine. I got stopped in Dallas once because the TSA said, "The fans in this unit are bigger than they should be. You need to talk to your doctor about having a newer one, because this thing is too old to go through the x-ray machine." they were like, "We'll write you a note if you need it on TSA letterhead to get it from your doctor." It was, you know, and while I had that there, then I had all this other assistive technology, so it just, you know, "Let me pull you out of line and let's just go through your bags, and thanks, I appreciate that." But, you know, there are funny times where it can be a conversation starter when using these technologies and using these devices. And like I told Pete a second ago, I'm very much the good ambassador kind of guy, where I want somebody to understand that I want you to ask questions, because I don't want you to have a misconception, or I don't want somebody to paint somebody with a negative brush or a stereotype. I want to be able to give that person a question. And real quick here, I was using my video, my handheld magnifier at a Walmart once, and I was reading the prices and stuff, and then I pulled out my large print check, which I was using back in high school. And these were checks with raised lines and black and bold print, so you could write in them easier. And they still exist, in case anybody would like to look for those, talk to your bank. But I, you know, pulled it out, and the lady behind the counter looked at it and said, "Well, is this a temporary check?" And I was Mr. Ambassador going, "Why, no, it's a check with large print on it, so I can blah, 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 blah," you know, going through my spiel. "Well, do you have a dog?" "No, I don't have a dog." Going through all those. And the woman behind me is very patient and listening to all this. And I go through 5 minutes of spiel trying to reassure the individual. And then she looks at me and she goes, "Do you have your driver's license on you today?" And, you know, of course, the lady behind me breaks up laughing. You know, I just went on and pulled out my ID and handed it to her. But, you know, the idea here is that, you know, it's okay to go through some of these and explain to individuals that this is what we do. And I think it's really great. I don't know what it's like in y'all states, but in Texas, I have more people offering me a Braille menu when I display my cane than ever before. And I think that's fantastic. So, and if I'm using a video, if I'm using a handheld magnifier, they offer me a Braille menu, which I think is cool too.
Are you aging yourself there, Joe, by saying you were writing checks when you were in high school? I was in a debit card when I was in high school.
We've had this conversation before, I do believe.
Well, we've come to the end of our allotted time. Do we want to talk about what's coming up next week? A very interesting tech chat.
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to have on the guys from the Able Gamers website. The gentlemen were down at E3, and that was the Electronic Entertainment Expo, for those who are not sure what those three E's mean. And that is where the video game companies all go to show their wares, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. And they covered the event, and they have the coverage already up at ablegamers.com. And we're going to bring them on to talk about the experience that they had in talking to mainstream developers as disabled individuals, and also speaking about their thoughts on the show, the big announcements, what games have them excited, and have a just a general chat about things. And you can run over to the Able Gamers website and sign up to join a part of their chats. They have some audio content as well, and you can take part in the conversation next week as we talk about mainstream gaming. I want to thank Pete and Kim for sitting in on this conversation today. I also want to thank Stefan over at Optilec for our pre-recorded interview. Kim, thank you so much for coming on and talking about the new video magnifiers with GW Micro.
Thank you for having me.
Pete, thanks for sitting in as always and bantering with me on stuff that you and I both know so well, youngin.
No problem.
And Michael, thank you, of course, for hosting. Hey, guys, remember, you can jump on over to Samnet and talk to us there. Pete and I are going to jump over into the tech chat room. Kim is, of course, invited to jump in there with us to talk in the voice chat room in System Access Mobile Network. If you're not sure what System Access Mobile Network is, or if you want the opportunity to talk to us live, jump over to www.satogo.com. You can get a 7-day free trial and experience the world of Samnet and talk to us. Michael?
Okay, well, that pretty much says it all. Join us. So we have another podcast coming out in just a couple of days. And, of course, TechChat 107 with AbleGamers.com. That's going to be very interesting to find out about not only blind gamers, but low vision, folks in wheelchairs, just different ways that folks are gaming. So until we meet again next week, we invite you all to stay connected and stay directed.
This concludes another Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. Until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed.